we're going to see very broad crests, and that just comes from the kind of, you know, we've had these rain events where, you know, we'll have one on Tuesday, then we'll have one on Friday. It's been, this year has been kind of a Tuesday, Friday year. I don't know why it happens like that, but it seems like every once in a while you'll get these periods where it'll be, you know, one day, then, you know, one or two days a week will be the big days. This year it's been Tuesdays and Fridays. So they've been distributed rain events for the last 3 or 4 weeks, you know, Tuesday, Friday-ish, every week almost. And that just, you know, it broadens that crest because you've got that water upstream that's distributed out over time. And as it funnels its way into the main stem, at some locations it can only push in as so much water. You get this what's called a backwater effect from the larger rivers, where they're high enough that the smaller rivers can't fill into the larger rivers until the larger rivers move past and get a little bit lower. So they kind of continually stay at a certain height. And that's happening upstream, and it's moving, you know, and so those river stages are moving downstream into our area. So we're seeing these rather broad crests. And, you know, when we were looking at what could be the actual peak crest, those are going to be pretty hard for us to actually forecast at this point, because when we have these broad crests, a lot of times even a local small rain event might send a spike that could end up being the crest at that location for this flood event.